are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam, the Pierre VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. Let's check in with Jen Euchre from Paws Animal Rescue. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Another beautiful morning for us to enjoy as we get ready for a fun event, which we'll talk about shortly. But you've got Shirley there at the shelter. You want to put in the spotlight this morning.
We sure do. Shirley is a 2.5-year-old female lab pit mix. Shirley can be a little bit standoffish at first, but she is quick to become a fast friend if you offer her some hind end scratches. And once she knows you're good people, she's right there with you. She just loves everybody as soon as she gives them a little test to make sure she can trust you. After that, she's a great friend.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, and that's the way with, you know, I think a lot of dogs, when especially they've come into a situation they're not familiar with, they're, you know, in the shelter, and, you know, they just want to know that you are going to, you know, be okay, you're going to love them and show them that love.
Absolutely. We don't know where they came from. We don't know how they were treated by the people in their lives prior to coming into shelter. So we don't blame them one bit if they don't love everybody right away. We get that they need, that they may have some trust issues and need to understand that the people who are caring for them now are there for them. So it's totally understandable when the dogs come in and they might be a little iffy about people, but they'll come around.
That's right. And, you know, if you want to see Shirley, spend a little time with her and get to know her or the other many animals that you have there, they can come on out during open hours or set up a time because you've got some great volunteers that will work with their schedules.
Absolutely. Open hours on Saturday from 11 to 1. You can come out and see any of the dogs and cats that we have in our care at the shelter. Yes, definitely. If that time doesn't work for you, send us a message through our Facebook page or our website, and we'll see what we can do to accommodate any special requests. We are all volunteers, so give us a little time to respond and or make arrangements, but we will get back to you. We have so many great animals in our care that are looking for forever homes, and a lot of our dogs have been with us for quite some time. They're a little bit older. They're a little bit bigger. They're not the first ones that draw everybody's attention, so they have been with us for far, far too long. So they definitely need some folks to come on out and get to know them and take them home.
Absolutely. So I encourage, you know, the folks getting out there. You had a couple of them at the ballpark the other night. You had Boomer and Frazier there, another couple of dogs that have been there for a while, just looking for the right people. So get on out there.
Absolutely. Yep.
And check out the open hours. You've got something fun you're going to be a part of tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. We're so excited. It's our first event of the summer. We are heading over to Fort Pierre to the Fort Pierre Tourism's First Thursdays. That's over at Lily Park. We'll be doing their food. It's a free will donation. We're serving Indian tacos with all the fixings, and then Wolf Beer floats for dessert. It is a free will donation, and our event was sponsored by Seeking Suds Detailing, so we thank them very much for being able to provide all of the supplies for this meal, and that it just helps all of your donations go right back to the shelter.
Yeah, that is super important, so a big thank you to them for stepping up, and hopefully everybody comes on out. It should be a beautiful night tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun in Lily Park, and they can grab a bite to eat and not worry about, you know, cooking dinner.
That's right. There's all kinds of different activities scheduled over there. The event is from 5:30 to 8. Come on out. Free will donation, Indian tacos, and Wolf Beer floats supporting Paws Animal Rescue.
Excellent. Well, have a great day today, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow there at the First Thursday.
All right. Yes, and then just a quick update. Boomer, who you met at the ballpark?
Yes.
He went to his forever home yesterday.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. So Frazier is our longest resident. I've spotlighted him several different times. He is the absolute sweetest. Our longest resident at the shelter is still waiting for his forever family to come find him. So check out our Facebook page and website.
That's right. Tell Frazier not to give up because, hey, Boomer got a home. He's going to be next, hopefully.
I sure hope so.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. There's Jen Euchre at Paws Animal Rescue joining us for this Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. Remember, open hours on Saturday, and find them online, pierpaws.com, and see all the cute and cuddlies waiting for a good home. So your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, the Wet Nose Wednesday edition, brought to you by May Adam, Pierre VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.